There are certain stories that seem almost perfectly designed to become legends. A lonely road, a cold November night, a strange light in the distance, and a mysterious stranger who appears out of nowhere. But what if that stranger wasn't exactly what he appeared to be? Tonight, we're taking a shorter trip into one of the strangest stories to come out of West Virginia in the 1960s. A story about a man with an impossibly large grin, an unusual way of communicating, and a name that would eventually become famous in paranormal circles. His name was Indrid Cold.
Or at least, that's what the man told Woodrow Darenberg. And depending on who you ask, Indrid Cold was either an extraterrestrial visitor, a bizarre paranormal entity, a misunderstood stranger, or the product of one man's increasingly troubled experiences. But the story begins on a road outside Mineral Wells, West Virginia. And it begins with a sewing machine salesman. I'm Nick.
And I'm Em. And welcome in to the Ominous Archives. So it's November 1966. Woodrow Darenberger was living in Mineral Wells, West Virginia, and working as a sewing machine salesman. That night, he was returning home from a business trip to Marietta, Ohio. While driving, he realized that he needed to stop and adjust one of the sewing machines that he was carrying in the back of his truck, so he pulled over. He made whatever adjustment was necessary, got back into his truck, and continued down the road. And that's when he noticed something ahead of him. Lights.
Darenberger initially believed the lights belonged to police officers, so he stopped the truck. But when he got a closer look, he realized there wasn't a police car there. Instead, he described what he saw as some kind of aircraft. And his description of it was strange. He said it looked something like a kerosene lamp chimney.
And then someone stepped out. A man. Now, you'd expect that if someone claimed they'd just encountered an extraterrestrial being, they'd describe something completely inhuman. But that's not what Darenberger said. He said the man looked completely normal. He had a deep tanned face, dark brown hair combed straight back, thick eyebrows, and ordinary human features. Darenberger later said that at first glance, he looked like just any other normal man that you might meet on the street.
Except for that smile. Darenberger described him as having a larger grin that never seemed to change. And there was something else unusual about the way he stood. His arms were folded, with his hands tucked underneath his armpits.
The stranger approached Darenberger's truck. He asked him to roll down the passenger side window. He complied. And then the man began communicating with him. But according to Darenberger, he wasn't speaking. At least not in the conventional sense. Darenberger said that the stranger communicated telepathically. The first thing that the man asked was what Darenberger was called. He understood that he was asking for his name, so he told him. And then the stranger said something that, under the circumstances, probably wasn't particularly reassuring. He told Darenberger, "Why are you frightened?" And then, "Don't be frightened. We wish you no harm." And we mean you no harm. We wish you only happiness.
Which is an incredibly strange thing to hear from someone who just stepped out of an unidentified aircraft on a dark country road.
Absolutely. And then he asked the stranger who he was. The man's answer was simple. He said he was called Cold. And from that moment on, the name Indrid Cold became attached to the story.
Darenberger didn't keep the encounter to himself. He reported it to the Parkersburg police, and almost immediately the story began attracting attention. The following day, Darenberger appeared on live television on WTAP-TV in Parkersburg, and the interview wasn't exactly casual. For about 30 minutes, Darenberger was questioned about what he experienced. Members of the state police were involved, the Parkersburg police were involved, there was a representative from the Wood County Airport, And there was even a representative from Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Dayton, Ohio.
So this wasn't just a story circulating between a few people in a small town. It became a genuine local news event. And then something happened that made the story even more interesting. Other people started coming forward. One man claimed he'd encountered a man matching Derenberger's description of cold. The stranger had apparently tried to flag him down, but the man was too frightened to stop. Other people reported seeing strange lights in the area. Some described what they called fluttering vehicles. And several witnesses claimed they'd actually seen Derenberger himself stopped along the road, apparently talking with another man.
Now, obviously, none of that proves Ingrid Cold exists, but it did help keep the story alive. For roughly 3 weeks, newspapers around the area continued covering Derenberger's claims and the reports from other witnesses. Eventually, the media attention died down, but for Derenberger, the story wasn't over.
He claimed that Ingrid Cold continued visiting him over the following weeks. He reportedly encountered the strange man repeatedly during the next month. And eventually, Derenberger's family claimed that they had seen Cold as well and experienced other strange events. But the attention surrounding the story was becoming increasingly difficult for the family to handle. People started coming to the home, hoping to see Cold for themselves, and as the story spread, so did the skepticism and ridicule.
Derenberger eventually sought medical attention because of what he was experiencing. According to the account, his doctor gave him a clean bill of health and found no evidence of chemical imbalance or other disruption. But that didn't stop the situation from affecting his life. The attention followed him, and eventually, the story became something much darker than a strange encounter on a highway.
Derenberger eventually wrote a book about his experiences, but telling his story didn't exactly make his life better. His family received years of harassing phone calls. Derenberger blamed his stories about Ingrid Cold for lost jobs and friendships. He suffered from painful headaches and depression, and eventually his wife divorced him.
Think about that for a second. Whatever actually happened on that road in 1966, the consequences were real. Derenberger lost his relationships, he lost his privacy, and eventually he moved away from Mineral Wells area to escape the notoriety surrounding his story.
But he didn't completely leave the story behind. Eventually, he returned to Mineral Wells area, and he remained there until his death in 1990 at the age of 74. That's 23 years after his encounter with the man that he called Ingrid Cold. And throughout all of those years, Derenberger never publicly recanted his account. But eventually, he did stop talking about it.
And this is where Ingrid Cold's story becomes connected to another famous West Virginia legend, the Mothman. Derenberger eventually spoke with researcher and author John Keel, who would go on to write The Mothman Prophecies. Through Keel's work, Ingrid Cold became associated with the strange events surrounding Point Pleasant and the Mothman phenomena.
And over the years, those stories became increasingly intertwined. Ingrid Cold eventually became a major figure in paranormal folklore. And if you've seen the 2002 movie, The Mothman Prophecies, you may recognize the name. But the movie version and the original story aren't necessarily the same thing. The legend of Ingrid Cold began with one man's account of one strange night. So what actually happened to Woodrow Derenberger? That's where things get complicated. There's no physical evidence proving that Ingrid Cold existed. There's no confirmed aircraft, no confirmed extraterrestrial, no explanation for the strange figure that he claimed to have encountered. And while other people reported strange lights and a man resembling Cold, those reports don't give us a definitive answer either.
Skeptic Brian Dunning later pointed out something important about Derenberger's story. He didn't appear to benefit from telling it. Quite the opposite. His obsession with the experience reportedly cost him his job, his marriage, his friendships, and his privacy. But according to accounts from John Creel, Derenberger became increasingly isolated. Keel reportedly found him hiding behind drawn curtains because Derenberger believed that hundreds of UFO believers and skeptics were watching or looking for him.
Dunning ultimately suggested that Derenberger may have become delusional, and that's certainly one possible explanation, but it still leaves us with a question. What happened that night? Because Derenberger never took it back.
Maybe Indrid Cold was never an extraterrestrial. Maybe Derenberger encountered an ordinary person under extraordinary circumstances. Maybe the experience was psychological. Maybe the other witnesses misinterpreted what they saw. Or maybe something genuinely unexplained happened on that lonely West Virginia road.
I also feel like seeing the, because there's this like one specific sketch that somebody drew of Mr. Cold.
Mm-hmm.
It's very specific. Have you ever heard of like the Dream Man?
Mm-hmm.
Like that, like reoccurring, it literally almost gives me like that kind of vibe. Like every time I see it, I'm like, I feel like I've seen him before.
Yeah.
Like it's very like, it's a little uncanny mm-hmm. type of thing.
One of those things that everybody can be like, I know that.
Yeah. Like it's weird. And there's also something particularly unsettling about the way that he's just described. Not a monster, not some horrifying creature, just a man who looked perfectly normal. A man with dark hair and a deeply tanned face. A man standing beside a strange craft in the middle of nowhere, with his arms folded and a smile that never disappeared.
And instead of threatening Derenberger, he told him, "We wish you no harm."
Which almost makes it creepier, because if something tells you not to be afraid, you have to wonder why you were afraid in the first place.
And maybe that's why Indrid Cold has survived for nearly 60 years. Because there's no real ending, no explanation. Just a story that begins with a man driving alone through West Virginia on a cold November night, and ends with a stranger stepping out of the darkness and smiling.
Whether Indrid Cold was an extraterrestrial, a paranormal entity, a misunderstood encounter, or simply a story born from one man's experiences, we may never know. But somewhere between fact, folklore, and the unknown, the grinning man is still waiting.
Thank you for joining us tonight on the Ominous Archives. I guess it'll be morning. We release in the morning, so this morning on the Ominous Archives. If you haven't already, make sure to check out our other team member, Sam's podcast over at Scare Me Sam. She does amazing work for us, but also for herself on Scare Me Sam and her writing for the Ominous Library. So make sure you go check her out. And I think with all that being said, I'm going to get out of here. So, as always, stay weird and stay haunted. See ya.
See ya.